everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of April 22nd through 28, 2013. A week we mostly spent looking at photos of US skaters posing around fake snow, but they and others had things to say, too. The big news this week is John Nix, current coach of Ashley Wagner, and also mostly junior skater Lea Kaisei, along with Krista Fassi, isn't retiring completely, but has decided he can't manage traveling to competitions anymore. He told Wagner, presumably Kaisei, Wednesday, and the former has spoken publicly about it. She, of course, knew this might be coming, and intends to keep him as her main coach and work with him to find a second traveling coach. She's also already selected new choreographers for both her programs. Much of the rest of the news from North America this week involved music. Megan Duhamel and Eric Radford this week talked about performing in Stars on Ice as well as Kazakhstan on invitation from Dennis Ten, their success at Worlds, and the music for their long. Danny Elfman's score from the 2010 Alice in Wonderland. That's not the only Elfman involved re newly announced. A week after Piper Gillis tweeted her and Paul Poye's short dance music, he's tweeted their freeze to the soundtrack from last year's movie Hitchcock. He calls it traveling down a different road. Elsewhere on Twitter, Alexis Kimeka has done it all in one go, tweeting her and Chris Kaniram are skating their short to Papa Can You Hear Me and their long to Ever After a Cinderella Story. Another American pair whose music we learned this week was Gretchen Downlin and Andrew Spira from Boston's Ice Chip Show. Their short is Meditation from Thaï, and their long is to the Nutcracker Pas de Deux, and both programs are choreographed by Cheryl Franks. They also addressed their struggles this past season, with Spira described as trying too hard, and Downlin says was the result of neglecting the little things. Still, they remain ambitious, putting all their lifts and throws in the second half of the free. Also talking from the show, Ross Miner said Tom Dixon will do his free after this week's Olympic Semic, though he hasn't picked music yet. And Stephen Carrier had his programs done already, his short by Tanith Belbin and his free by David Wilson, though he did not reveal the music. He's doing Liberty in as many summer competitions as he can, so we'll no doubt hear plenty of it later. Christina Gao hasn't chosen her music yet, but she also spoke at the show to say she's taking a year off from Harvard to focus on her skating. Maya and Alex Shubutani sort of talked this week, but only to say the Finstep short dance really suits them, and that they've been working with Alderley Dancing with the Stars alum Corky Ballas in Houston, and the only thing we can be absolutely sure they've done with him so far is lab-libbed music in the car. Elsewhere in America, Nikolai Morozov has said his students will work with more than one choreographer, especially in Daisuke Takahashi's case, where he will get two programs from Morozov, then a short from Kenshi Miyamoto, and a free from Laurie Nicol, and then choose his programs. Over in Britain, we have some ice dance news, though the only team to reveal their music so far are junior team Carter Jones and Richard Sharp, who for their short dance are doing a Robbie Williams medley, Let's Face the Music and Dance, their quick step, combined with a foxtrot to Have You Met Miss Jones, and for their free are combining Hungarian violinist Maga Zoltan's orchestral version of Tango de Roxanne with Stealing Beauty by British electronic Sting Quartet and Britain's Got Talent finalist Escala. For Penny Coombs and Nicholas Buckland, we have from his Twitter only that they are working with pop choreographer Gareth Woodward. In Japan, in Yokohama, the Prince Ice World Show opened for their first week with Shizuka Arakawa and Mawasada both skating, the latter as a guest, and also talking about the former giving her advice for the Olympic season, though she took advice from Takehiko Kazuka for the show when he said she'd done her Mary Poppins exhibition enough times in a row, so she did the Chopin ballad piece she'd done at Prince Ice World 2 years ago instead. Gassan had also talked about getting her choreography done in May, going to North America with Tatiana Tarasova doing her free skate while she happens to be in the U.S. after Nicole does her short, which she likes because she wants to decrease her traveling, and how she feels she's made progress this year and should make more before her Olympic career climax. But even with most of Japan's top skaters retiring after next season, Kazuka announced this week he doesn't plan on going anywhere, even though he has a hip problem from a congenital defect, which he can't have surgery on right now because recovery would take 6 months. He in fact flew to the U.S. Thursday, where he will train for 2.5 months, but had to take a trainer with him to look after the hip. And even if we lose Nobunari Ogier, it seems we will still have a daddy skating for Japan. Takiko Mura announced this week he and his new wife are expecting a baby in May. The two of them married April 8th, and following the example of Midori Ito, he has said about her only that she is not a skater. For upcoming shows, the Ice is expanding its cast, adding Caitlin Weaver and Andrew Poge, Adelina Sotnikova, Maxime Kovtin, and also Narumi Takahashi and Ruichi Kiara, now ready to show themselves to the world. So is Art on Ice Japan, with Daisuke Takahashi announcing on his blog he will be there. We also have a little more information about Flora Timoteo's current condition. He blames the back injury on doing too many shows in too many places after Europeans. Before Worlds, he couldn't even bend at the waist, he couldn't train the week before, and he skated in very great pain, though he says he's glad he's got through it because now he has the knowledge he can. After Worlds, he was diagnosed not only with a pinched disc in his spine, but also muscle strains and an iron vitamin deficiency, but after a month off the ice, he is starting to recover. On his Facebook, he's asking his fans for suggestions for what he should skate to next season. But in Russia, at least one coach is already moving on from the quadrennium. Oleg Vasilyev, after spending a few days in the U.S., announced this week he will be spending at least the next year in St. Petersburg gathering local coaches together to all work on the development of prospects for the 2018 Olympics. He has not named the coaches yet, and the skaters are currently being selected. They there to be long-term projects with which he can't do much before Sochi. Skate Canada's already got such a program going. They held their annual National Development Camp this weekend for selected skaters under the age of 18, mostly the more promising novice and junior skaters, though Nam Nguyen, Mitchell Gordon, Gabriel Dahlman, Alain Chartrand, Julien Seguin, and also senior ladies 10th place from Canadian Nationals Roxanne Cournoyer have also been attending. There, they and their coaches have received guidance from some of the country's top names. Focus has been on their technical skill, though their fitness has also been tested. Meanwhile, the ISU released Friday technical details for the scoring of singles and pairs elements next season. Tariffs are unchanged, and most changes are pretty technical, though they include that step sequence difficulty will be affected by whether or not they have rhythm, and if the members of a pairs team both make the same mistake on an element, it will be penalized the same as if one of them had made it. Unfortunately, as we get into the breakup season, we're starting to lose junior teams. Among the teams that have now split are young Uzbekistani team Anna Nagornyuk and Viktor Kovalenko. She has a nice partner search and no word on him. And Czech team Karolina Prozcheskova and Michael Seska, following a disappointing season, they are both on ice partner search. Also American team Whitney Miller and Kyle McMillan, Italian team Alessa Busi and Andrea Fabri, and Estonian team Johanna Alec and Paul Bellantuono. McMillan, Busi, and Alec are on ice partner search. Miller has come and gone for it. No word on Fabri or Bellantuono. Also, the club competition is now starting, with Skate Dallas this weekend. Highlights included Ashley Kane skating her short program and successfully landing her triple flip triple toe for the first time, as well as Barbie Longshort in the junior ladies, where she landed the triple lutch triple toe and got level 4 steps. Ireland's skaters were busy too, skating at their national championships, actually held in Northern Ireland in Belfast, although the only competition with more than one skater entered is the lower novice men's, which means they got through everything in a couple of hours. So Clara Peters was unchallenged for her fourth national title, for which she totaled 95.43, outscoring the 93.07 of Brandon Dorian, who claimed his second straight in the senior men. Junior men's sole skater Connor Stakelum actually scored between the two of them with his total, though junior lady Deidre Feigre's total was much lower. There were also a few shows this week, including Lauren Tobal's Music on Ice in Geneva Thursday. There ended up being a number of exhibition versions of old competition programs performed there. Natalie Peschel and Fabian Borza did both their circus and Charlie Chaplin programs. Stefan Lambiel barged in at the end of the ladder and waved them off before going for a quad, and William Tell, he had a hand down. Brian Joubert did Gladiator, and Anna Ovcharova did a version of Memoirs of a Geisha, where she had a robe taken off of her by the attending host first. The last three did show programs too, with Samuel Contesti even trying to woo a geisha himself to You Are So Beautiful, eventually stripping down to a sumo wrestling costume to skate to Macho Man and getting chased by the geisha off the ice. He also performed Mac the Knife to entertain Sarah Meyer after she skated to At Last. Shows in the U.S. this weekend included Ice Stars for the Wounded Warrior in Amherst, Massachusetts, a general event that, as well as a skating show, includes a parade and hockey game. Most years it raises money just for wounded soldiers, but this year half the money will go to One Boston Fund to help those injured in the Boston Marathon bombings. The show Saturday night was headlined by Todd Eldridge and Mariah Nagasu, but had a lot of Boston skaters, including Gretchen Donlin and Andrew Spirov, Yasmin Siraj, and Alexandra Shaughnessy and James Morgan. Also, there was the Oakton Ice Arena's annual show in Park Ridge, Illinois, Friday night, Saturday afternoon and night, and this afternoon, which featured the first public performances of Lindsay Davis and Rockne Brubaker, and also Ryan Bradley, who also did a training seminar with local skaters. There was also the 40th annual Showtime on Ice, a show in Littleton, Colorado, headlined by Gracie Gold and Joshua Ferris. Gold and Ferris were even interviewed on the local news beforehand, though they didn't really say much. And finally, Murr is not the only guy who just got married. Congratulations to Alexei Roganov, who is now married to his longtime girlfriend. Partner Anastasia Martysheva posted it on Instagram. And that is this week in figure skating. Good night.